There's a reason you aren't satisfied with the ordinary. You were made for adventure. A life with God doesn't have to be boring. It can be a pulse-pumping, heart-pounding life of purpose. And we can guide you there. The adventure awaiting you is bigger and more life-giving than you could ever imagine. Join us every weekend for 30 minutes of challenge, hope, and encouragement to guide you on your spiritual adventure.
Hey everyone, and welcome to Crossroads. My name is Hannah, and I am so glad that you're with us today. Today we start a new series called The Adventurous Life. And our senior pastor, Brian Tome, is gonna talk to us about how when we push past our comfort zones, our lives can change. Man, 2020 has felt like a real kick in the teeth with global pandemics, racial injustice, political turmoil, and even killer hornets. You might be asking yourself, adventure? Hey, I'm just trying to survive. Well, even in the face of all of that, we still believe that God has adventure for each of you. And we're gonna dig into that a little bit today. You may have noticed some changes to our look and to our feel. Today marks the beginning of a new adventure for Crossroads. It's not just a new logo, but it's who we are. We are spiritual outfitters that are here to equip and guide you along your adventure with God. You'll hear more about that at the end of today's episode, or you can go to crossroads.net/spiritualoutfitters. Let's get started.
Adventure and church aren't normally two words that go together. But at Crossroads, we don't believe in doing church as usual. In fact, we believe that a life with God can be a pulse-pumping, heart-pounding life of purpose. And our job is to guide you there. The history-making adventurers who explored new worlds, climbed Mount Everest, fought through jungles and crossed deserts didn't get there alone. They used outfitters to equip them for journeys full of rough terrain and dangerous obstacles. An outfitter is both a place where you can get gear and a person who guides you to your destination. At Crossroads, we are spiritual outfitters, because as great as those historic adventures were, they're nothing compared to the spiritual journey God wants to take you on. So instead of tents, yetis, and pickaxes, we'll gear you up with spiritual training, life-changing trips, connections to other people on the journey, motivation, inspiration, and challenge from guides who have been where you want to go and can help get you there. We have the tools you'll need, because the adventure awaiting you is bigger and more life-giving than you can ever imagine. Crossroads Church, your guide to the adventurous life.
No matter who you are, no matter where you live, no matter how old you are, no matter what you like, what you don't like, all of us are born for and want adventure. For most of my life, I've followed what other people thought my life should be, and that isn't very adventurous at all. I did what I did in high school because I was trying to please and fit in with a bunch of people who I shouldn't have been trying to please as much as I did. I went to college because my parents said I should go to college because they were big college people. I went to seminary in large part because other people I respected went to seminary. I used to teach what I taught because I wanted my seminary professor to approve of what I thought, what I taught. The way that churches should operate, so I thought decades ago, were the way churches are supposed to be operating. It's just like, here's the plan, just kind of trying to do this thing. Crossroads comes under a good level of criticism because people don't understand. We're not trying to do what other churches do. It's wonderful they do what they do. We're not just trying to have good music and halfway decent preaching. We're not trying to follow what the seminary professor says or the Christian author or whoever. Trying to follow what Jesus says, and that is going to be an adventure. We're on this body of water, and much of Jesus' time recorded in the New Testament was spent on the Sea of Galilee, and he would regularly say, follow me, follow me. Jesus says that same thing to you and I today. Follow me, not follow what culture wants, not follow what America wants, not follow what your parents want, not follow what all of your circle of influencers want, not follow what the bloggers want. Can you hear the unique voice of Jesus calling you to something that's different that nobody you know has done, that those people don't understand? Crossroads is a bit adventurous. So we started calling ourselves outfitters. We're trying to outfit you for your adventure life. That's why our colors and pictures are the way they are. We're trying to give you a picture of what your life could be like. We've been very adventuresome for a long, long time as a church, man. We started the largest privately funded AIDS hospice in South Africa. And then it failed a few years later, by the way. Yeah, adventures don't always go comfortably, and they don't always have wins. That's why we sponsor thousands and thousands of children we feed and educate every day in Bolivia and Nicaragua. It's why we have mission trips and service projects. It's why we got on Amazon Prime with something called Phantom Lake. I mean, who in the world tries to get something on Amazon Prime? Well, it's an adventure to do that and to woo people in. It's why we talk about the things that we do. It's why we give you the opportunities you have, because we want you to tap into the life that God has for you, to see your adventure. It might not be boats. It might not be hiking. It might not be rappelling, motorcycling. But there's something more that you and I need that's beyond our COVID-19 social distancing lives. You heard about that writer, Forrest Fenn, just came out recently that years ago he had buried $1 million worth of gold and jewelry, and he had hidden clues about where to find it in his writings. People have been going bonkers over this. There was a pastor from Colorado who actually died trying to get deep into the Rocky Mountains to find it. There were other people who had to get rescued. Finally, someone recently got it, and Forrest Fenn said, he was happy for the person, but also bummed that the adventure was over. Jesus says in the book of John 10, verse 10, that the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy, but I've come that they might have life. Our world is stealing from us. It's killing from us. It's grinding us down to a nub, and you and I were meant for much more. We're meant to be alive, meant to see, meant to feel, meant to experience actually Jesus having a greater control of our lives. And he actually likes things like boats.
Right now, but if it isn't this, it's camping, it's motorcycling, it doesn't matter what it is. What is it that pushes you outside your comfort zone? And here's the thing, whatever that thing is, that's not even the thing. Because the thing we're going to talk about in a moment are the really hard things that change your life. The really hard things that change other people's lives. It's the things that go beyond, that push us from being who we are right now to being a different person under the covering authority and approval of Jesus. And he actually approves of having fun. And he actually approves of you doing some difficult things. Sometimes you gotta throw away the rope. Oh. Until you get off script, until you get uncomfortable, until you start doing something that you aren't seeing other people doing, you're not living the adventuresome life. You're just living the life that everybody else is living, just trying to do it incrementally more efficient. That's not life. It's not adventure. It's not what God has for you. And to understand what he has for you and how to go through it, there are two questions you've got to be able to ask yourself that we're going to look at in just a moment. Remember that verse we talked about Jesus coming to give us life, life abundantly? The crazy thing is,
He actually wants more for your life than you want for your life. He has higher expectations of your life than you have for your life. He's got greater dreams for your life and greater plans for your life than probably you have for your life. When he says, follow me, he's inviting us to go someplace we're not right now. When he says, follow me, he's trying to tell us there's a different and better place for you to be, a different and better thing for you to do. You might say, well, I'd love to do that if I heard him say, follow me, but I don't hear a voice from God or handwriting up in the sky. When Jesus says, follow us, follow him, it normally comes, there's a thought that comes to your mind that you go, oh man, it won't leave you. And you think that's the kind of thought that God would approve of. It might be counsel somebody gives you and the hair stands up in the back of your neck or your stomach grumbles because you think, oh, I don't want to do. That's probably Jesus saying, follow you. There's something else to do and a place to go. And you think that God wants to take you there, but you're concerned. That's adventure. That's life. And unless you're a little bit on edge about it, it's probably not the voice of God. It's probably not adventure. In the book of Matthew chapter 8, we see some people come to Jesus thinking that they want to follow him and have a fun, nice life. And he's got some wake-up words for them. Here's what it says in Matthew chapter 8. Now, when Jesus saw a crowd around him, he gave orders to go over to the other side. And a scribe came up to him and said to him, Teacher, I will follow you wherever you go. And Jesus said to him, Foxes have holes and birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head. Another of the disciples said to him, Lord, let me first go and bury my father. And Jesus said to him, follow me and leave the dead to bury their own dead. Remember I told you those two things? Well, the first is you say yes. You move, you say yes. One person says, I'm going to follow you. And Jesus says, are you sure you know what you're in for? Because I don't got a bunch of bed and breakfast lined up from here to Jerusalem. Foxes know where they're sleeping every night. We're not going to know where they're sleeping. Jesus is not homeless, but he's on a journey. He's on an adventure. And people are going to follow him. They're going to have unpredictable days. He said, are you sure? Another guy comes to him and says, hey, I'll follow you, but first you got to wait for my dad, me to bury my dad. And Jesus says, let the dead bury their own dead. This sounds like really tough. Like, wait a minute. I thought Jesus was the love guy. He's telling this guy not to attend his dad's funeral. No, not quite. What this guy's really saying is, as soon as my dad dies, I'm going to get an inheritance, I'm going to get set financially, and then we're good to go. And Jesus says, no, you don't want me. You don't want it. You've got to want it. You've got to be willing to push things aside in your life and not have some good things to have the adventure, to willingly embrace some unpredictability. I love interacting with people at Crossroads who embrace unpredictability and go forward when they sense that God is saying, follow me. I've seen people start businesses and leave corporate America because they felt like God wanted me to do this, not just for my family, but because I wanted to employ people. I love seeing people on Crossroads. We got a huge, huge adoption contingency. It's amazing. There's some people I look at, I go, wait a minute, you got another kid? Yeah, we adopted another one. Or yeah, we're fostering another one. It's an adventure to take another life into your house and take responsibility for them and try to grow them up. It's an amazing adventure. Here's an adventure for you that's not happening very often. How about getting married? Getting married? Oh my gosh, what is this, the 19th century? No, it's actually the 21st century, and it's amazing. We're getting married later and later and less, not because we have a big philosophical thing against marriage, but because we're freaked out. It's an adventure to walk up and talk to somebody. Hey, take your life by control. Take it by the throat. Don't do what everybody else is doing. Keep pushing their life off. And I'll tell you what, I'm so glad I got started early on marriage. I'm so glad I got started relatively early on kids. Here I am, able to enjoy life like at a friend's house on a lake. It's amazing. It's crazy. I'm so thankful for the early adventures God took me on, having me move from Pittsburgh to Cincinnati to start a church with 11 people, no denominational support, no mother church support. I love that. I'm so thankful for the times when I took a step and I didn't know exactly where my foot was going to land. That's an adventure. That's following Jesus. That's getting to a new place. Now, these are big things. that we're looking at right now. But we've got to be able to bridge the gap from these big, huge life decisions, which are very, very important, to normal day-to-day decisions. What are you saying no to right now that he wants you to do? What is it? Maybe it's one of the big things. Maybe you're saying no in a relatively small thing that God wants to do in your life right now. Let's talk about the normal stuff.
When we get out of our comfort zone and get serious about following God, we can go to a new level. Following Jesus has definitely been an adventure for me, and let me tell you, I have experienced him in amazing ways when I'm willing to step aside and get out of my comfort zone. One of the ways that we follow Jesus and say yes to him is by giving and tithing. If you want to do that, you can go to crossroads.net/give or text crossroads to 313131. We're more than just videos on a screen. We're about getting connected and growing with people where we live. There's a little bit more on that later, but for now, let's continue with Brian's teaching and see how everyday decisions we make can take us on an adventure closer to God.
The second thing to do is to focus on day-to-day decisions, not the mountaintops. Wakeboarding is awesome. You know, I have a friend who's got a house down here and everything, and motorcycling or if rappelling is your thing or long-distance hikes or whatever. All those things are great, but I've met a good number of people who medicate themselves through those things. I've met a good number of people who are escaping difficult, adventurous decisions they need to make in their normal day-to-day life and instead filling the void with all kind of adrenaline activities. I'm here at a table and, you know, it's around a table like this where life goes forward, where conversations happen that are a bit intense. When you're with your kids, with your friends, with your spouse, where you interact with one another and you're saying things that are important and of meaning. You know, COVID-19 has lasted longer than any of us thought it would. Come on, can we please move on? I'm not sure what we have to do to move on, but all of us are social distance out, right? And I've seen evidence that it's taking major toll on marriages. Nobody is meant to be in the same house with somebody 24/7 for months on end. If you're married, you may have your marriage in massive tension right now. I'm around our house all the time doing Zoom calls just like the average person, and I'm seeing more things in Lib than I normally would, and she's bothering me in a number of ways. She's seeing more things in me than she would normally see, and I'm bothering her in a number of ways. There's this natural more tension and friction taking place. If you're with your roommates, probably the same thing is happening. And so the adventuresome thing would be to lean in around the table and say, I see this, can we talk about it? To lean in and encourage, to lean in and actually have a maybe word of correction, saying, you need to change this or stop doing this. The adventurous life is when you make deliberate choices in the mundane environments like around your dinner table. When you say yes to the conversations Jesus wants you to say yes to. When you say yes to actually not bouncing checks and not overspending. That's an adventure. Getting out of credit card debt is a massive adventure that more of us need to go on to set yourself up for the future. Doing a shoot like this is an adventure. It would be way, way easier for me to give you my points standing behind a podium with notes. I've done that before, I'll do it again. But we're doing this because we think it's gonna be able to be more helpful for you. It's much harder. It's much more difficult. My life verse is Colossians 1, 28 to 29, where the Apostle Paul says that his aim is to present everybody complete in Christ through his teaching and coaching and encouragement to be able to take a life, hold it up to God and say, here you go. I've impacted this person to look very, very similar to Jesus. And then he says in verse 29, to this end, I strenuously contend with all the energy Christ so powerfully works in me. He says, strenuously contend. Not, and it comes natural, I just like to do it. No, he doesn't say that. He says, well, I just kind of do what feels comfortable in the moment when I'm with people. No, he strenuously does the adventuresome thing around the table, strenuously does the adventuresome thing in making calls, making encouragements in people's lives. It's the strenuous thing that's going to set your life up, not the easy thing. It's the strenuous thing that's going to be an adventure, not the comfortable thing. It's the strenuous thing that's going to set you up for another level, not the current mode that you're doing right now that everybody understands and everybody likes. If you want something different, you're going to have to do something different. And it's going to be difficult. You're going to have to powerfully go after it with all the power of Christ, and you have to want the strenuous life, the adventurous life. Jesus wants that life for you. Do you want it? Jesus wants more for you. Do you want it? But you have to start by hearing Him, by trusting Him, by following Him in the small day-to-day decisions. You say yes to Jesus and those things, get ready for a life that's on the next level. Let me pray for you right now. God, I pray for more lives to be in tune where you are, to be going where you're going, and to be feeling what you're feeling. I pray for us to be able to just drop off, drop away the things that have been hindering us, drop away the false expectations that other people have put on us. We want to give you our life, and we want the life that you want for us. We commit that to happen this week, and I pray these things according to the character and identity of Jesus. What we're going to do right now is we're also going to sing to Him, sing with voices all over the country, telling Him that He's important, telling Him that we want to be closer to Him. Let's do that right now.
Crossroads, we believe the church is meant to be a movement, a community that always moves towards greater adventure with God by following Jesus wherever He leads. This song was written as an anthem for us to raise on our journey together. We trust Him, and where He leads us, we will go there.
The
about you, but I want to go on an adventure. I want to do something different. This week, try to make a little choice that brings you closer to God and invites Him into your everyday life. To help with that, you can download the Crossroads app to get weekly encouragement and challenge about the adventurous life. Encouragement from the weekly teaching. We're here to help you on your journey, and whether this is your first time at Crossroads or maybe you've been around here for a long time, we'd still love to help you wherever you are in your journey. You can go to crossroads.net to chat with a real person to help pray for you or find your next step. And you can take that next step with God by giving to fuel life change. You can text Crossroads to 313131 or go to crossroads.net/give. We mentioned earlier about our new look, new colors, and new logo. Here's a quick take on the heart behind all of that.
1996. Let's go. Cincinnati. In a rented middle school with loud music and strong coffee, Crossroads was born. Sure, some things looked different. The colors were pink and teal. The kids' club was called Kingdom Corner, and for some reason, our teachers strapped these huge cell phones to their belts. But the DNA of Crossroads was exactly the same.
We're a little different.
Committed people working together, inspired by God to change the world. In 2000, that pink and teal got turned into blue and black, and Crossroads kept growing. In 2006, we got rid of this thing and added this thing. But today is a new day. Crossroads is now a national church with well over 100,000 people engaged in this growing movement. Going national means we need something that will stand out in the crowd. After months at the drawing board, we're excited to unveil the brand new look. Let's go. Introducing the Crossroads of 2020, a bold new approach that matches the bold vision God has given us. One where we lock arms on the adventure of following Jesus. Our mission hasn't changed. We help regular people with real God questions find biblical answers for life. We call that being a spiritual outfitter for the journey of faith. Where will that journey take us? God only knows, but we're ready to run. Crossroads Church, you were born for adventure.
That was awesome. Join us next week when Brian talks about the one key to an adventurous life that most people overlook. And stay tuned right now to learn how you can get connected to your local community. I hope you guys have a great week.
Crossroads has communities all across the country, and I want to help you get connected. I'm Greg Aukerman, and I lead an online church team whose job is doing exactly that. We also have locations in Cincinnati, Central Kentucky, Dayton, Oxford, and Columbus. I'd love to help you find your people, get support and prayer, and take the next step on your spiritual adventure. Connect with us at crossroads.net/locations.